Roger and James here, from the This Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the brand new Marvel Sony trailer, which broke last week, which was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, a new animated movie coming out at Christmas, featuring Miles Morales, and we've got Spider-Gwen in there, and we've got the classic Peter Parker, we've got lots of other bits and pieces going on. I literally just watched it. This was a trailer that broke while I was on vacation, and I didn't actually realize it came out until James said, "Oh, well, what about the Spider-Verse trailer?" I'm like, "There was a Spider-Verse trailer?" So I just literally just watched it before we started recording. First impressions are, on one hand, it looks great, and on the other hand, I'm going, "Oh, it's a bit jarring on the eye."
I think they purposely went for a not quite smooth animation style, almost claymation style, I have to agree, kind of loses some of the fluidity of it. I'm not sure if that was an artistic decision or let's cut a couple of frames out here to save on computer cycles so we can get it out on time. I don't know, but it's definitely a little bit jarring. That said, frame by frame, if you were to take any individual frame, it looks really good. Yeah. The artistic style is spot on, but the frame rate or whatever that it is they decided to do with the animation sequence is odd.
A little bit. It's really difficult. I'm really kind of like, it's like, I want to like this. I want to be kind of enthused about it, but I'm watching it and just going, this just feels like a straight to DVD release. And I know it's supposed to be a big cinema release, but it's a bit like all the DC ones. Like, yeah, I'll watch it eventually. Sony are doing they're doing this weird stuff with Spider-Man movies where they're like, we don't know what to do with it. We're just gonna throw some stuff out this year. We got Venom and here's this animated Spider-Man movie, but the real Spider-Man movie was Infinity War. It's like, I watched this trailer and I was a bit like, I'm not sure. This feels like I could just watch this on Netflix. It just didn't jump to me as I have to go see this at the cinema.
It's one of those weird things where it feels like Sony is intentionally muddying the waters. Like, all right, you've got Infinity War Spider-Man, Homecoming Spider-Man, and now we've got different Spider-Man with Miles Morales, and it's got Peter Parker, but he's older, and he's voiced by someone who's never played Peter Parker, and we've got Venom, which might be part of the Andrew Garfield version of Spider-Man, or it might not. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe it's just on its own, but it feels like they're intentionally kind of being like, we're going to confuse things as much as possible for the consumers. And it's baffling, honestly.
Yeah.
But back to this specific trailer. Like I said, they've got the older version of Peter Parker, mid-20s, maybe late-20s.
Yeah.
And his voice is weird, and I'm not sure I like what they've done with Peter.
They kind of my view was that he was like, you know, late, you know, even 40s. You know, he was an old Spider-Man, and he's a mentor to this young kid. And I don't know.
He's a terrible mentor.
Yeah, well, even Miles jokes about the fact of being a bad mentor. And, you know, then they started bringing in all these other characters, and I'm like, I don't like this in the comic books. I've not liked it in the TV series. I just don't like this multiverse. This Spider-Verse thing. It doesn't, and maybe that's my problem. I don't like this storyline, so therefore the movie is this storyline, and I'm just like, I don't really like this.
Yeah, I have no particular problem with the story itself. I'm not a huge Spider fan. I do follow it. Read reviews and see what's going on. I typically don't read the book so much. It was cool to see Spider-Gwen. It was weird to see her walking in doing a ballerina walk on the tree. That was kind of a weird moment. But it's good to see her. I'm sure we'll see other Spider characters, maybe Spider-Man 2099. You'll know that they're completely just screwing around if Spider-Ham shows up.
I think he's in it. I think he might be in it.
I'm pretty sure we've seen him in the cast listing. They're totally just doing whatever the heck they want with this movie. The thing that gets me, I'm not huge on Peter's voice, but for the most part, I'm okay with the Spider side of things. The thing that gets me is Green Goblin. They've gone for the ultimate Spider-Man version of Green Goblin, which is not a man in a mask, but a person who's actually mutated into a giant green dragon thing, very much like the lizard. And it's just like, this version of Green Goblin is so completely uninteresting, at least in the comics, that the second they showed him as that version of Goblin, was just like,
Funny about that, though, is that when you said that about Green Goblin, I'm going, was he in the movie? Because there was this big monster, and it's like, I didn't even connect the two when I watched the trailer the first time, that was even the Green Goblin. That was literally how it didn't even, it just looked like, well, what, he's fighting a monster. And that didn't even cross my mind that it was the Green Goblin.
Yeah, no, that's the Green Goblin. That's the version from Ultimate Spider-Man introduced in, like, I don't know, issue 14 or something like that. So that was early 2000s. And it was one of those things where it's the same but different. It was back when Ultimate Line was still trying to catch its voice. And, yeah, even back then I was kind of like, nope, this is a really stupid idea. I get what they were thinking, what Brian Bendis was thinking back in the day, but no, this is just not a good interpretation.
Psychotic billionaire is such a much more interesting storyline than just random monster, isn't it?
I think they've still got the billionaire. It's still Osborne. But rather than split personality, Willem Dafoe kind of thing going on, he just straight up transformed. I think they even do a kind of two-face thing where he's two different personalities at war with each other. And it's just, you know what, this is so far divorced from any version of the Green Goblin that I just don't care. It's a completely different character as far as I'm concerned, and it's not one I'm invested in. But, you know, we'll see.
It's like got an uphill battle to try and kind of see where this goes. You know, is it going to be a hit? Is it going to be a miss? You know, if DC have been very good with their animated ones. The animated ones are often better than the movies. The trouble is with Marvel is you got the opposite direction. The movies are so good right now. This is just like, I don't know. It's going to be, I'm going to see where it goes. It's got a lot. I'm going to have to see, I'll have to see a little bit more whether or not I actually, I don't know. It's just an odd one. I wasn't blown away with it, but we'll have to know what you guys think at home. Let us know in the comments below what you guys think of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse trailer. Are you excited for it? Or are you going to skip it? What do you think so far? I'd love to know your thoughts. Go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. Where can they find you, James?
HeroicLegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for watching. Be back soon. Laters.
Laters.